Across the Pacific Ocean, Southeast China is where we're starting today's Call of the Roll in the city of Fashan. Thank you for watching from Nanhai Senior High School. To the U.S. state of West Virginia, we've got some Vikings there. Petersburg High School is in the city of Petersburg. And watch out for the Hornets. They're making a buzz in Charlotte, North Carolina, where you'll find Albemarle Road Middle School. The term 500-year flood event basically means there's a rare 1 in 500 chance that a particular flood would hit in a given year. Southeast Texas has seen two of these 500-year flood events in 2 months, what a CNN meteorologist described as very bad luck. Last week, there were record-setting rains in the region. At one point, the city of Brenham got 19 inches of rain in 48 hours. It stopped falling last Friday night, but not before swelling floodwaters that killed 6 people, some of whom were trapped in cars in high water. The National Weather Service has given several warnings, telling people not to drive through flooded areas and to be careful near riverbanks. Hundreds of homes have been flooded or swept away. Another storm is in the forecast for later this week. Today is the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. It runs from June 1st through November 30th, though forecasters say that these storms can form at any time. This is just when they're more likely. Predicting how many storms will form in a given season is not an exact science, and predictions are often inaccurate. But they give coastal residents, emergency workers, and insurance companies an idea of what to look out for.
NOAA has just released their numbers for the upcoming hurricane season, their predictions on how active this season will be. And they've actually predicted a very normal season, 10 to 16 named storms, 4 to 8 hurricanes, and 1 to 4 major storms. It's pretty much all in line with what the other agencies are saying, 12 to 14 named storms.